WRCE, 1450 AM, W299-CD, Richland Center.
But the one thing I've learned from you is how the boy don't always get the girl here in the real world. Now the boy don't always get the girl here in the real world.
WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin, where the update on the news is up next. Sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and PCB Wealth Management. It's 48 degrees.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership. We've been serving you, your family, your friends, your grandparents, and maybe even your great-great-grandparents for a full century. In the past, our customers with less than perfect credit traveled to Madison to get vehicle financing. Great news. You don't have to drive and then sit and wait for 3 hours. Melanie at Jones Chevrolet can help. Don't be fooled by the big city hype. We have all of the big city banks available right here in Richland Center. Between our finance director, Scott Smith, and special finance manager, Melanie, we have decades of automotive financing expertise. When credit issues make things complicated, we simplify it. All within our Jones Chevrolet low-pressure sales approach. We have a no-cost, easy, 100% secure online credit application at JonesChev.com. Guaranteed credit approvals for the first time in our area. We even do loans with our most popular local credit unions directly. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. FBI Director Christopher Wray says there is no more time to waste. Congress needs to act now to reauthorize FISA, the law giving spy agencies the ability to listen in on the communications of foreign nationals overseas without a warrant.
It is critical in securing our nation, and we are in crunch time with our 702 authority set to expire next week.
Now, this week, 19 Republicans broke with their party to prevent the bill from coming up for a vote. Today, another vote is scheduled in the House. Baseball star Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter and best friend expected to turn himself in today on charges that he stole $16 million from Ohtani to fund his gambling habit. Vice President Harris, visiting Arizona today, expected to say that former President Donald Trump is to blame for the state Supreme Court move upholding an 1864 law against almost all abortions. This is ABC News. Pope Francis has some big travel plans. The Vatican now says he will set off on what will be the longest trip of his papacy in September, visiting Indonesia, East Timor, Papua New Guinea, and Singapore. The 87-year-old Pope has been battling ill health and has been using a wheelchair because of a bad knee. Nearly 300,000 Americans will start getting the notices this morning. Even more of their student debt is being wiped out.
The Biden administration says they'll be wiping away nearly $7.5 billion in debt. It affects people enrolled in the SAVE plan, income-driven repayment plans, and public loan forgiveness plans. Emails are being sent out today to those affected. So far, the Biden administration says they've provided debt relief to more than 4 million Americans. The president says he will never stop working to cancel student debt. Perry Russom, ABC News, Washington.
And a relatively close call from an asteroid. It came closer to the Earth than many of the satellites that handle your GPS. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Coming up, details on the forecast for the weekend. And maybe a little Henry Bray time coming up, but don't let that scare you away. It's 6 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable, and let's build a relationship, and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. And if you need a grill, check out the Louisiana Grills or Pit Boss Grills. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Today, high temperatures will be in the upper 50s. Northwest winds at 12 to 24. Clear and chilly tonight, a low of 34. Saturday, mostly sunny and warmer, a high of 70. Sunday, 73. Low 70s Monday and near 70 Tuesday, with some showers and thunderstorms possible. In Richland Center this morning, 0.02 inches of rain since midnight. We're up 2 from the overnight low. It is 49 degrees.
Saw the man in black, spotlight in the air. Heard a thousand screams, saw my daddy stare. Feel like I've been running since the day that I was born. Eagle on my back, phoenix on my arm. This goes out to the drifters and all of the dreamers ready to fly. All those born to be rock stars and lifting their guitars and painting the sky. Can you hear me? All you lost ones who aren't really lost ones, keep shouting your light. This goes out to the wild cards and all of the wild hearts just like mine. Now listen, has anyone ever
told you you'll never amount to anything. You're just wasting your time chasing the tail of a dragon kind of dream. But I'm here to tell you anything can happen in this life if you got the heart and the passion and a godlit fire inside. This goes out to the drifters and all of the dreamers who are ready to fly. Stars lifting their guitars and painting the sky. Can you hear me? All you lost ones who aren't really lost ones, keep shouting your light. This goes out to the wild cards and all of the wild hearts just like mine. Out to the drifters and all of the dreamers who are ready to fly. All you born to be rock stars are lifting your guitars and breaking the sky. Oh! This goes out to the drifters and all of the dreamers who are ready to fly. All those born to be rock stars keep lifting your guitars and painting. Can you hear me? All your last ones, you are the last ones. Keep setting your lights. This goes out to the wild card. Who's got a wild heart just like mine?
Keith Urban on WRCO. Today, Friday, April 12th. A few other reasons to celebrate it, other than the fact that it is Friday. Today is Drop Everything and Read Day. It is Big Wind Day and Day of Silence, International Day of Human Spaceflight, National Licorice Day. How about that? Poet in a Cupcake Day. It's also Wear a Star Day. Oh, I forgot to. Also, it's National Only Child Day. So, why do they get their day? They're already spoiled, right? I don't know. Anyway, National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day. That brings us to a trivia question today. As we ask this of you, the winning answer will win a really awesome prize on this special day from Richland County Dairy Promotion Committee and Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. A chance for you to have some delicious food in the area, maybe a grilled cheese. When grilled cheese sandwiches became popular in the early to mid 20th century, they weren't actually called grilled cheese sandwiches yet. If you were looking for a recipe for a grilled cheese sandwich from about 1920 through 1960, what was the name of the recipe you would be looking for in many cookbooks? Were you looking for A, a happy heifer, B, a cheese dream, C, a Navy boy, or D, a cheesy pleaser? Happy heifer, cheese dream, Navy boy, or cheesy pleaser? 608-647-4155. That's the hotline to win a cheesy prize.
She was in the backyard, say it was a little past nine, when a prince pulled up a white pickup truck. Her folks should have seen it coming. It was only just a matter of time. I'm plenty old enough, and you can't stop love. She stuck a note on the screen door, sorry, but I got to go. And that was all she wrote. Her mama's heart was broke. And that was all she wrote. So the story goes.
Oh, I pick up truck, a plenty old enough, and you can't stop love. No, you can't fence time, and you can't stop love.
We have found our winner. Congratulations, Mackenzie Parkhurst. Way to go. If you were looking for a recipe for a grilled cheese sandwich from about 1920 through 1960, what was the name of the recipe you would be looking for in many cookbooks? The correct answer, B, a cheese dream. It wasn't until the 1970s that the cheese dream's name was dropped for the grilled cheese sandwiches term, which has been the term used ever since. The Richland County Dairy Promotion Committee hopes everyone is able to enjoy a grilled cheese sandwich today. Mackenzie wins a great prize from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in Richland Center, and by Culver's as well, right here in Richland Center. We'll see if we can get old Henry Bray narrowed down to kind of come in and visit with us. He's got quite a schedule there. Wake up, Henry. This is Cole Swindell and Lainey Wilson.
I told my mom,
I told my friends, when it comes to her,
when it comes to him,
never again. Last time was the last time, that time nearly did us in.
Yeah, too much drama.
Girl, you're a match.
You're gasoline.
We just burned too fast. So here we are, lighting up that spark. Yeah, we tried to run, but we didn't get far.
Never say never with you. I end up together with you. It's hell and it's heaven with you, baby. Anything's possible. The highs are unstoppable. It's so uncontrollable. It's crazy. We say we won't, and then we do. You're all I want. I never say never with you.
You got a touch that kills me.
Makes me feel.
Couldn't turn me off.
Yeah, even if you tried.
So keep turning me on and turn out the lights. Who knows, tonight we might get it right.
I never say never with you. I end up together with you. It's hell and it's heaven with you, baby. Anything's possible. The highs are unstoppable. It's so uncontrollable. It's crazy. We say we won't, and then we do.
We'll be right back with some Bray quality time and details on the birthdays and anniversaries for April 12th as well.
Hi, this is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Living in Wisconsin, you'll know that winter weather is no laughing matter. You may have put winter tires on your car. You may have pulled out your coats and gloves. But is your furnace prepared for what's to come? Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is here to make sure your equipment is ready for those cold days. Call our office for your annual maintenance on your heating equipment. Is your equipment old or damaged? Every piece of equipment we offer is designed to deliver substantial durability, comfort, and energy efficiency with leading-edge technology and brilliant features throughout. Call our office to get a free estimate on replacing your equipment. We have several lines to keep your budget in mind. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating at 647-6345.
the first step towards transforming your landscape into a more environmentally friendly space for you, the pollinators, and our community. Join Melinda Myers on April 27th from 1 to 2:30 p.m. at the Temple Theater in downtown Viroqua. Learn about manageable strategies to approach your landscaping from the ground up with results that will fit your lifestyle and landscape goals. You'll get an overview of environmentally friendly lawn and garden maintenance and learn simple steps that can make a big difference. Tickets are available at ridgesandriversbookfestival.org.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
This Saturday is the Otis R. Scott Trust Auction, brought to you by Auction Specialist MP. Starting at 10 a.m., head over to the location just 8 miles north of Richland Center on State Highway 80 to County Road D and Rock Bridge, and follow the signs. They'll be selling household items, guns, ATVs, and shop items. Don't miss out on this exciting event.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
As we go through our lives, our ability to do everyday tasks often changes. Aging, injuries, and some diseases can make daily tasks that were once easy, difficult. Occupational therapists work with people who may struggle to complete the tasks needed for daily living. After assessing your individual abilities and needs, an occupational therapist will work with you to learn new ways to perform these tasks and help you live with more independence. Find out more at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Friday's Roundup is brought to you by Mueller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Join us for some Friday fun with Hank and Phil, guaranteed to kickstart your weekend with laughter and entertainment.
It's time for the Roundup.
Yes.
Better get working on that laughter and entertainment. Leave the light switch alone.
Anyway, you ready?
That's
ready
a fake strobe right
anyway,
there.
Anyway, you know, Adam puts a lot of pressure on us for the weekend.
He does.
You know?
He does.
I don't know. I don't think that was ever approved.
Then we should focus on Joanne's birthday.
I know. Are you ready?
Yeah, you ready?
Yep.
Happy birthday, Joanne.
Do the hustle. Yippee. Oh, Philip, you're so wise.
Wow. Some of Joanne's greatest hits. Right?
Yeah. Chili! Happy birthday, Joanne.
Ooh.
What?
You're going to jump out of Joanne's cake? Are you? That'd be a big cake.
It's right? Treat day for us, Phil.
Is it really?
Yep, right. It's treat day.
Yeah, somewhere along the line, that was established at WRCO that you're supposed to bring a treat in.
Yeah, last week.
Right. So I think Joanne shopped yesterday, so they're day olds. But that's all right.
Well, you know, she's a day old.
Day older, right?
Day older. Happy birthday. She's not even paying attention.
She's listening to another station, I think.
And that's sad.
Yeah, it is.
That's really sad.
What do you do? Anyway.
Anyway.
You got wet last night or not?
No.
Did it rain in Waseca?
Nope. Very little.
How did that happen?
I don't know. I left Boscobel and it was pouring.
Right.
And I talked to some Ithaca people like coming over. It was pouring. I couldn't believe that they played.
I can't either. So I drove to Dodgeville. I went through Lone Rock and Clyde. And I finally called River Valley Athletic Director Jamie Heglin and I said, I almost turned around and went back. What's are you guys still playing? Oh, yeah, they're going to Dodgeville.
We're going to play.
Bus just left. All right, so I get to Dodgeville. And sure enough, the road was dry.
Yeah.
But then it changed about 4:45. We got the rain.
Once your pregame started.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Everybody was warmed up and ready to roll.
Including you.
Yeah. But somebody told me the Excelsior area had like 3 inches of rain.
Yeah, that's just real spotty.
What in the world? Yeah. But so. We didn't have that in Sextonville, but enough that starting to think about green grass and planting and digging.
Right.
I got to do some digging in my yard before I ever think about anything else.
Why is that?
Well, there's between the moles, between the snow plow.
Oh.
You know?
You got some raking to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I probably drove through it when it was muddy or something. You know, there's tire tracks and all kinds
Wasn't
of stuff.
Wasn't that on James?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I used to.
James, you still do it.
Yeah. He used to, he'd put something together in the garage and then drive it around the yard. And then yes. we'd like these ruts and this racetrack going around the yard.
Speaking of ruts.
Yep.
There's Joanne.
Hey.
Joanne.
And then one time with James, I'm mowing along. All of a sudden, what is this? This big, he made a dirt path and like a jump for his mini bike. Yes. This big mound of dirt in the middle of the yard.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Well, what do you do? They're kids.
Yep.
And now his dad does it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. So any plans for the weekend, young man?
Well, I'm guessing I'll probably have to do something outside. That's the only good thing with the good weather. I've got mm-hmm. to get outside. Probably do a little bit of yard work, this and that. Got a few things. It should probably clean out the garage.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
Well, so I can get more stuff in there. You know,
clean it out.
Getting into garage sale season, so buy some stuff to fill up the garage.
Yeah. Yeah, you might as well. Yeah, I'm surprised there's not any garage sales yet. But anyway, hey, and then Saturday night, you're here live.
We are.
Those yep. were the days.
We are. Lots of sports this weekend.
Yep, lots
we'll
of sports.
We'll be at Ithaca today. Yep. And be aware, Brewer fans, so I don't want to catch you off guard, so you're cussing tonight, but the Brewer game tonight is only available on Apple Plus streaming. Oh. So that means
you got to buy it.
That means you got to listen to the radio. That's where baseball should be.
Without question. But you know what? This drives me crazy. The NFL's done it. The Major League.
Me too.
And I don't watch the NBA. But they force you to buy this extra stuff when you've already bought it.
Yep. You're already
that
paying
drive
for it.
Me. That drives me nuts. Because you know what? Hardworking American, like, mm-hmm. well, unlike you and I, but the other people, especially in our area, why do you have to do that? Why do they do that to people?
Right.
Then that's my rant. That just drives me nuts.
You're preaching to the choir. I mean, our satellite package, you know, we paid for another thing so we could get the Brewers
right.
a couple of years ago, and then all of a sudden, nope, they dropped it about July, and we didn't get them after that.
See, and that's not right.
Still had to pay,
yeah.
you know.
Well, so. Refund my money.
Yep, exactly. I long for the days when they were on over-the-air TV, you know.
Right.
Yes. Channel 47 on Madison had them for years,
yes.
you know, and you just watched them.
You just watched them and enjoyed them. But you know what? Baseball on the radio, there's nothing better.
Nothing better, especially if it's a home game with Bob Uecker doing the games.
So, but you know, that's just. But I've quit all my cable. I did nothing but streaming. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I shouldn't even be streaming, but I do. I don't buy anything.
You don't like streaming, but then you just said
No. I don't buy anything. I have like Pluto. Oh. I have like Roku.
Free stuff.
It's all free. Mm-hmm. I watch my dogs. Okay, Winston and Clementine know the Gunsmoke thing.
Do they really?
Oh wow. Yeah. They just sit there and like, okay, Dad's gonna fall asleep here in a minute.
Oh, if we quiz them, they would know the.
They
answer.
Would know the answers of Gunsmoke
trivia.
Yeah, or Andy Griffith. But I like the old shows. I mean, there's Three's Company on there, The Love Boat, Dynasty. I mean, I don't know if you have Pluto, but you know it comes. It's a channel that you download. It's all free. Mm-hmm. So, I don't. Nope. The only thing I buy is my Wi-Fi.
Yeah, we still have over the air, but
and I have two channels over the air.
YouTube, I can watch old music videos.
Yep, and then if you have YouTube, you can actually watch free videos too. I mean, free movies sometimes on there. So, but no, that's my rant. That just drives me crazy when these big people do that.
I hear you.
I was wanting to let you know though, and everybody needs to know this: if Earth stops rotating suddenly, Phil. You would fly east at 140 miles per hour. I'm sorry, 140 miles per second.
Per second?
Yes. So if the Earth stopped rotating, we would all fly east and die instantly.
Well, thanks for that uplifting note today there, Hank. Yeah,
that's what I'm here for, buddy. That's what I mean. That is what I'm here for.
Oh,
anyway, do you wear a ring, Phil?
I do.
All right, well, I have good news for you.
That way the ladies know I'm taken.
Yep, taken. Well, poor June. Anyway, if you wear a ring, the number of germs living beneath it could be as high as the entire population of Europe.
Let me see. I haven't taken it off since 97.
Oh, my. Put it back on. Oh, it smells
fun. Oh, well.
Woo.
Yeah, it does. Anyway.
Whoa.
Yep. What else?
A common octopus has about 240 suckers on each limb, and a particularly large sucker that can hold up to 35 pounds.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is.
So that's impressive, actually.
Anything else from the Hank Bray?
Well, you know, I've got a lot of The space between your eyebrows is called a gabella.
What space? You know. You got the unibrow.
You got
going.
The uni going.
Yep.
The plastic or metallic coating at the end of your shoelaces is called a.
I've heard it before.
An aglet or an agelet?
Oh,
an aglet?
Aglet? I think that's right.
The rumbling of a stomach is actually called a womble.
A womble? I did not know that. A rumbly in your tummy.
Yeah, a rumble in the tummy. Here we go. The tiny plastic table placed in the middle of a pizza box.
Okay.
You know what that's called?
No.
It's a box tent.
I didn't know that. Yes. Wow. I thought it was a. It was like a deck table for my G.I. Joe doll
yeah.
My,
yeah.
When I play Barbie doll. Oh, Joe, let's.
Oh, my goodness.
You got to use your imagination,
Hank. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
The na-na-na and the la-la-la, which don't really have any meaning in the lyrics of any song, are called vocables.
Vocables.
Vocables, okay. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. La, la, la. Mm-hmm. Na, na, na. I didn't.
Oh, yes. Like the big hit, na, 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 hey, hey, kiss him goodbye. Na, 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 na. Hey, hey, goodbye. They say that a few times in that song. It was number one.
It was. The condition of finding it difficult to get out of bed in the morning is called, is it disana? Disana? What is that word there?
I don't know. What is it? Where is it?
Right here.
I don't even see it. Oh. Disania?
Other known as a. Disania? Also known as a hangover.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Or just about any day, you know, it's hard to get out of bed.
Yeah, oh, I tell you what, there's some days filled.
But Fridays, it should be easy, right?
Yeah, it is. Everybody's wearing red except, Joanne's even wearing red on her birthday.
On her birthday.
So. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I appreciate your time. And, go Brewers. Go support your local teams tonight. There should be a lot of games.
Mm-hmm. Good games, yeah.
Some good ball games tonight. So I'll be all the way down in Belmont.
All right. Well, good luck.
So they keep me out of the area.
Cheating the kids down in Belmont tonight.
Wow. But anyway, my man, have a good day and everybody be kind.
All right. You bet. Hang brave.
Do the hustle.
Sorry, Joanne.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more, we've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Best part of waking up is coffee in my cup. Oh, in the Roundup, Hank, and it's, Hank, who's the other guy?
Is it the guy that does Prime Mover?
No, it's Phil. You know, Phil Nee.
Oh, right, the one that does the Saturday Night Show.
Speaking of Saturday nights, Ryan, do you know what deductible means?
Of course I do. Them ducks down at the pond all the time.
No, an auto policy deductible is what you pay out of pocket on a claim before your insurance covers the rest. To talk more about your deductibles, give Julie Karen State Farm a call today.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels, custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors? From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Don't miss out on the massive sale at Richland Locker this week. Grab pork country ribs at just $2.28 a pound. Center cut pork chops for an incredible $2.98 a pound. Save over $2 a pound. And a 5-pound bag of bone-in chicken thighs for only $8.90 each or $1.78 a pound. From the deli, indulge in Jamestown shaved or sliced ham for $4.98 a pound and sliced Swiss cheese at $5.98 a pound. Hurry in while supplies last and stock up on these unbeatable deals at Richland Locker. Some notes from this day in history. In 1955, the Salk vaccine against polio was declared safe and effective. 1961, Soviet cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin became the first man to fly in space. In 1981, former world heavyweight boxing champion Joe Louis died at the age of 66. Celebrity birthdays include talk show host David Letterman, who turns 77 today, and country music's Vince Gill is 67. Birthdays and anniversaries next here in the local and area scene, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Birthday wishes to Sawyer Lassicky from Richland Center Primary School. Vicki Pinkham from Buttercup. Happy birthday to Sandy Bindle from Sacred Heart Parish. Lisa Kitsimbel from 18101. Also today to Sydney Linz. Have a wonderful day, love. Mom, Dave, Mitchell, Dakota, and Kiwi. And happy 27th to Sydney Pulvermacher Linz, to a wonderful daughter, always number one in my book and always will be, from Dad, Daryl Pulvermacher. Wishes to Deb Leverenz from Lorraine and Monty and the Country Gold Band. Have an awesome day, my friend. Greetings going out to Sandy Bindle from Sacred Heart Parish. Also greetings today to Grandma Jean Keegan. Love, Kirsten, Josh, Micah, and Kennedy. Birthday wishes to Grandma Jean. We love you from Cassie, Ryan, and Deacon as well. Have a great day to Grandma Jean from Kyle and Carrie. Happy 88th to Mom Jean Keegan. Love from Craig and Judy. Happy birthday, Angie Falk, from Beulah Wesleyan Church today. Wish Angie the best if you see her today. Happy wishes from the RC Lions to Parker Goodkin, to Jaina Putz, and Eric Schultz, to Taylor Bradley, and happy anniversary to Josh and Beth Kepler on their special day. Josh and Beth, happy anniversary from Dad and Mom. Also to Jaina Jo Putz from Grandma Putz, Mom and Dad, your brother, and the Geisler family. Happy birthday from Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions, to Sherry Delcamp, to Valerie Hiltbrand, and Bob Coe, Gavin Marabelli, Lori McCormick, and Sydney Pulvermacher Linz. Happy anniversary to Logan and Bertha Swinehart. From the Bloom City Town Crier, happy birthday to Lisa Kitsimbel, Joanne Krulatz, and Josh and Beth Kepler. And happy anniversary birthday wishes from Richland Center Free Methodist Church to our own Joanne Krulatz. Best wishes to very good friend Joanne from Debbie today as well. You see, Joanne, wish her the best. We kid about her, but we really do like her, too. Happy birthday from all of us at WRCO. Happy birthday to Frank Vandenberg Jr. from Pops and Mary Jane. And greetings to Angie Falk, Lane Kratzenberg, and Joanne Krulatz from the Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club.
I lost my diamond. Have you heard that statement? That's because diamonds get lost every day. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and we are experts with jewelry repairs, restorations, and preventive maintenance. We have the most skilled jewelers workshop in Southwest Wisconsin with 2 full-time jewelers, and we utilize today's most advanced technologies, including laser welding and computer-aided design. With our experience and technologies, if it can be fixed, we can do it, even when other jewelers say it can't be done. Be sure to also get your jewelry inspected and cleaned at least every 6 months. Doing so, we can find any problems before you lose your diamond. JJ Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center, Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler.
If you need bold, bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget. Think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. And 61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Happy birthday, Deb Leverenz from Richland Area Senior Citizens today. Deb, enjoy your special day with sunshine. It's 48 degrees.
I love little baby ducks, old pickup trucks, slow-moving trains, and rain. I love little country streams, sleep without dreams, Sunday school in May, and hay. And I love you too. I love leaves in the wind, pictures of my friends, birds of the world, and squirrels. I love coffee in a cup, little fuzzy pups, old TV shows, and snow. And tomatoes on the vine and onions. I love winners when they cry, losers when they try, music when it's good, and life. And
this is Phil Nee wishing you the best. Have a great, happy, safe Friday. The news is coming up next.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
We are so happy to say that we have welcomed Marshfield Furniture to our store. Court and Main just got a little bit better. Exceptional furniture uniquely suited to your taste and lifestyle is a result of their passion for craftsmanship, quality, and excellence. With 120 fabric options and 48 leather options, they create custom furniture to fit your style and home. So many different collections to choose from, we just know there is something for everyone. Only at Court and Main in downtown Richland Center, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturdays.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
morning. It is a sunny 48 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by the Philbeck family of dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Partly cloudy and breezy today with a high of 58. Tonight, clear and chilly, a bit of frost possible, and a low of 34. Currently in Richland Center, we're up to 49 degrees.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie from Chet's. Spring is just around the corner, and you know what that means? Chick season. Chet's is your local chick headquarters. We have heat lamps, starter feed, and even the chicks themselves. Don't forget about your furry friends. At our new location, there are so many cat and dog toys to choose from, and they're all 10% off. Stop by and check out our large selection of pet foods to keep your companions happy and healthy. We appreciate every single one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Come say hi and check out the new store at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. There will be a recount for the Richland County Board Supervisor seat in District 8. The Richland County Board of Canvassers met Tuesday at the Richland County Courthouse for the purpose of canvassing the April 2nd spring election results. In the contested race for District 8 between incumbent Gary Manning and challenger Cheryl Dull, it was confirmed that Manning received 90 votes while Dull received 89. Richland County Clerk Derek Kalish announced that Cheryl Dull has submitted the proper paperwork for a recount. The recount will be held this morning at 9 in the county boardroom located on the third floor of the Richland County Courthouse. Wisconsin's Bipartisan Elections Commission has rejected a petition seeking to force a recall election of the state's top elected Republican, who has drawn the ire of former President Donald Trump. Trump backers, angry with Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, launched the recall effort. They cited his refusal to decertify President Joe Biden's narrow win in the state in 2020. The Elections Commission voted 5-0 to reject the recall effort Thursday. Commissioners said it was clear that not enough signatures required under state law to trigger a recall election had been collected. Recall organizers have launched a second petition drive seeking a recall. There will be an open seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court next year. Justice Ann Walsh Bradley announced she'll step down at the end of her term. That means the seat held by the liberal justice will be up for grabs next April after liberals won a 4-3 majority on the court 1 year ago. The 73-year-old Richland Center native, Bradley, is the court's longest-serving justice, elected to her first 10-year term in 1995 after 10 years as a Marathon County court judge. In her statement, she said it's time to bring fresh perspectives to the court. The Black Hawk chapter, the Daughters of the American Revolution, hosted 8 area schools, seniors, good citizens, at a tea Wednesday. Students were accompanied by their parents and or school counselors. Each good citizen shared a brief speech highlighting their academic and community involvement, demonstrating the good citizen qualities of dependability, service, leadership, and patriotism, and their future plans. This year's good citizens were Bronwyn Ray Halverson from Highland High School, Kaylee Erica Peterson from Ithaca High School, Gracie Lee Nimick from Lafarge, Jaden Lee Ballard from Iowa Grant High School, Haley Gander from Kickapoo, Olivia Lee Sturdivant from Riverdale, Gracie Syme from Seneca, and Cohen Andrew Redmond from Waseca Steuben High School. Each received a DAR Good Citizen pin, wallet card, and scholarship award. The essay winner for this year was also announced. Olivia Sturdivant was the winner. Her winning essay was forwarded to the State Good Citizen Award Contest. Governor Tony Evers, together with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, announced that municipalities across the state received more than $106 million in the second quarterly payments for 2024 for general transportation, connecting highway, and expressway policing aids. Governor Evers has made fixing Wisconsin's roads a top priority, and the Evers administration has improved 7,424 miles of road and 1,780 bridges since 2019, including paving over 900 miles of road and over 200 bridges last year alone. For calendar year 2024, local governments will receive more than $536 million in general transportation aids, financial assistance to support transportation-related projects, a 2% increase over calendar year 2023 allocations provided by the 2023-25 biennial budget signed by Governor Evers. The investments in the 2023-25 state budget resulted in the largest amount of funding for the program in the state's history, and total funding for all local programs makes up almost one-third of the state transportation budget. The second quarter payments made on April 1st totaled $106,258,969 and included general transportation aids to the townships of Aiken, Bloom, Buena Vista, Dayton, Eagle, Forest, Henrietta, Ithaca, Marshall, Orion, Richland, Richwood, Rockbridge, Sylvan, Westford, and Willow. General transportation aids paid to villages were Boaz, Cazenovia, Lone Rock, Viola, and Yuba. Cities receiving general transportation funds were Richland Center, receiving $93,466. General transportation aids help cover the cost of constructing, maintaining, and operating roads and streets under local jurisdiction. The City of Richland Center also received $15,957 in connecting highway aid. Connecting highway aids reimburse municipalities for maintenance and traffic control of certain state highways within municipalities. Marriage is making a slight comeback in Wisconsin. Data from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services shows that the state's marriage rate, which has been steadily declining since 1980, returning to a pre-pandemic level. Though COVID-19 intensified a decline with marriage rates hitting 50-year lows in 2020, with just 2.1 Wisconsinites per 1,000 getting married, recent data shows an upward trend in marriage since then. The state's divorce rates have gone down as well. Despite that, the marriage rate is still far below the all-time peak of 12.2 per 1,000 marrying during the mid-1940s. City leaders put the sun in Sun Prairie Wednesday with the announcement of achieving the platinum designation from Soul Smart. The designation is in recognition of the city's efforts in reducing barriers to solar energy. Wednesday morning's press conference with speakers from Sun Prairie and Dane County focused on the collaborative efforts to make solar power more accessible. The designation also comes with the potential to attract future residents of Sun Prairie in the same way similar awards do. Kathy Kuntz, director of Dane County Office of Energy and Climate Change, spoke to News 3 Now about how Sun Prairie worked with the county to get their municipalities on board with renewables. Three others, including the City of Middleton, Village of Mount Horeb, and Village of McFarland, are now in the process of working towards their own Soul Smart designations.
Hello friends, Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Today is Friday, April 12th. Donna Joy Elliott, 70, of Richland Center, died April 3rd. A celebration of life will be held today at 12:30 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held at a later date. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home this morning from 10:30 until the time of service at 12:30. Donna Joy Elliott, 70, of Richland Center. Wallace Cooper and Elliott will be closed all day today to allow staff to attend the services. Brian W. Bender, 40, of Woodman, died last Friday following a battle with brain cancer. Funeral services will be held today at 5 at the Boscobel Bolin Banquet. A private family burial will be held in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at Boscobel Bolin Banquet today from noon until the time of service at 5. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to the Brian Bender Benefit or the Brian Bender Agricultural Scholarship Fund. The Kendall Funeral Service is assisting the family of Brian W. Bender, 40, of Woodman. James Brian Jim Bennett, 57, of Sextonville, died March 30th at home. Memorial services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corner Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 4 until 7, and again tomorrow from 10 until the time of service at 11. James Brian Jim Bennett, 57, of Sextonville. Leonard E. Speary, 83, of Boscobel, died Saturday unexpectedly at Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The local military honors unit will provide graveside rites at the Basswood Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Leonard E. Speary, 83, of Boscobel. Dennis Brown, 73, of Muscadet, died April 3rd. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from noon until 2 at the Muscadet Sportsman's Club. Burial will be held at St. Malachi's Catholic Cemetery, Clyde, at a later date. The family requests no flowers, but donations may be directed to a charity of your choice in the greater Muscadet area or a veterans organization. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Dennis Brown, 73, of Muscadet. Janine Young, 64, of Richland Center, died January 10th at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 2 at Sportsman's Lounge in Muscadet. Memorials may be directed to a Grace Hospice Care. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Janine Young, 64, of Richland Center. Thomas Rann, 75, of Reedsburg and formerly of Richland Center, died Monday at our house in Reedsburg. Memorial services will be held Saturday at 4 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 2 until the time of service at 4. Military rites will be provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Thomas Rann, 75, of Reedsburg and formerly of Richland Center. Judith Bellamy Nicholas, 76, of Richland Center, died Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, April 20th, from 10 until 1 at the Pratt Community Hall, with a time of sharing at noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family of Judith Bellamy Nicholas, 76, of Richland Center.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-on-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
The 8 o'clock ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by the Creative Outlet, with custom-made scrapbooking supplies and consignment clothing, and by Feral Gas, with great service and a reliable propane supply from passionate professional employee owners. Partly cloudy and breezy today with a high of 58, northwest winds 12 to 24 miles per hour. Tonight, clear and chilly, a bit of frost possible with a low of 34.
You are listening to WRCE, 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
We're at our high so far today.